In a way, this is an obvious observation. Anyone who has ever been to the movies knows that the size of the crowd in the theater has a big effect on how good the movie seems. Comedies are never funnier, people. It's sticky. Packed movie house. Psychologists tell us much the same thing. With such skill that she turns evident or make decisions in a group, they come to very different conclusions than when they're asked the same questions by themselves. Less part of a group, we're all susceptible to peer pressure and social norms, and any number of dynamics that can play a critical role in sweeping people up in the beginnings of an epidemic. Have you ever wondered, for example, epidemics? It started. Usually, we think of them as the product. In a way, this people like the packed movie Billy Graham or Brigham Young. But the spread of any new and contagious ideology also has a lot to do with the skillful use of group power. In the late 18th and early 19th century, for example, the mass movement became epidemic in England and North America, tipping from 20,000 to 90,000 followers in the U.S. in the space of 5 or 6 years in the 1780s. But Methodism's founder, John Wesley, was by no means the most charismatic preacher of it. Also, nor was Wesley a great theologian in the tradition of a John Calvin or Martin Luther. His genius was organizational. Wesley would travel around England and North America, delivering open-air sermons to thousands of people. But he didn't just preach. He also made life enough in each town to form the most enthusiastic of his converts into religious societies, which in turn he subdivided into smaller classes of a dozen or so people. Each convert was required to attend weekly meetings, to adhere to a strict code of conduct. If they failed to live up to the Methodist standards, they were expelled from the group. This was a group, in other words, that meant something. Over the course of his life, Wesley traveled ceaselessly among these groups, covering as much as 4,000 miles a year by horseback, reinforcing the tenets of Methodist belief. He was a classic connector. He was a super Paul Revere. The difference is, though, that he wasn't one person with ties to many people. He was one person with ties to many groups, which is a small but critical distinction. Wesley realized that if he wanted to bring about a fundamental change in someone's belief and behavior, a change that would persist and serve as an example to others, you needed to create a community around the converts, where those new beliefs could be practiced and expressed and nurtured. This is why Yahya Sisterhood tipped as well. The first bestseller list on which Yahya appeared was the Northern California Independent Booksellers List. Northern California, as well said, was where 600 and 700 people first began showing up at her readings. It was where the Yahya epidemic began. Why? According to Reverend, because the San Francisco area is home to one of the country's strongest book group cultures. And from the beginning, Yahya was what publishers refer to as a book. The groups of seven women who Wells noticed coming to her readings were invariably all members of the same reading group. The book movement of the past is to some extent a phenomenon of adult women. Was a book about the converts and chip of adult women. It was the kind of people wanted to because it was talked about in group. It's easier to remember and appreciate something, after all, if you discuss it for 2 hours with best friends. It becomes a social experience, an object of which is why it's hard to understand spark mouth. Wells says that at the end of her readings, during the question and answer session, women in the audience would tell her, "We've been in a book group for 2 years and read your book and something else, and it started to drop down to a level of sharing that was more like friendship. They told me that they had been going to the beach to teach together or at each houses." Women forming Yahya Sisterhood groups of their own, imitation of the group described in the book, and bringing Wells pictures of their group for her to sign. Wesley's Methodism saw fire through England, America, because Wesley was shuttling back and forth from hundreds and hundreds of groups, and each group was then messaging it even stickier. Yahya was spreading in the same reading group to group from Yahya group Yahya and from one of Wells' readings to there because over a year, sure, shing out, else, and entry non-stop. But if the lesson of Yahya and John West is that small close-knit groups have the power to magnify the epidemic potential of a messenger idea, that cut conclusions to a number of critical questions. The word group, for instance, is a term describe every forming basketball team to the team to from two to the making his message and making looking to the if we are in epidemic catching a tip the same way thing point group to riff cut from groups is there a thumb the deal of is a group with real social authority and stop will group at all or at all as it turns out this called the rule of 150, and it is a fascinating example of the strange expected ways affects the force of social epidemics. The number of